Hello, Tiffany Magri here, Regulatory Advisor for SMARSH, and thank you for joining me today for SMARSH Advanced Recap, addressing today's collaboration technology realities in e-discovery processes. In this series, we relive some of the most insightful SMARSH Advanced 2022 conversations about the evolving compliance, communication, and technological landscapes affecting regulated industries. More businesses are adopting collaborative platforms, such as Zoom, Slack, and Microsoft Teams, now that hybrid work has gained traction with no signs of letting up. But for businesses and regulated industries, they need to ensure their e-discovery tools are adapting at the same pace. In the SMARSH Advanced session, addressing today's collaborative technology realities and e-discovery processes, we explore how e-discovery tools can catch up to how business is being conducted today. To watch the full session, click the link below. New forms of processing, review, and production. Understanding the context of a specific communication and then incorporating that into e-discovery review can be challenging. People are no longer communicating on one platform or tool. Modern communications have evolved to where a single conversation can start as an email, continue on phone text, and then end on Microsoft Teams. Communications are also more than text. Pictures, GIFs, and emojis all play a part in communicating and collaborating, and these all must be considered within an investigation. During the e-discovery process, you must be able to retrieve this data together in a meaningful way. By understanding how these unique modalities impact e-discovery and the rapid pace in which they change, you'll be able to create and maintain more efficient and more effective e-discovery processes. Culling through the data. It's crucial that you can identify where data is stored, which application or collaboration groups are being used, and what level of access people have to the data. With so many sources of communication data to cull through, technologies such as artificial intelligence are making it much more efficient to sift through massive amounts of data while providing greater transparency into the context and intent of the communications. There is no longer an excuse that it's just too voluminous or too costly, says Bree Murphy, Senior Solutions Consultant at Extero. Data management and control. Data management remains paramount to advancing e-discovery processes. Firms should put parameters around what tools they use. The best practice approach should include understanding any limitations that are available, such as turning off certain features, like chat, video, recordings, etc., when they're prohibited. Many tools and platforms now provide compliance and governance features. These allow the platform or tool administrator to limit or disengage specific features to reduce the risk of users not following proper protocols. Firms can achieve greater cost and review efficiency when they can maintain more control of their data, including where the data goes, who reviews the data, how the data is analyzed, and what actions are being taken over flagged risks. A lot of control can exist within the platforms, says Tim Anderson, Senior Managing Director at FTI Consulting. We're going to end up in a much better spot if we can invest the time up front to see what and how information is being preserved, understand the complexity of the formats coming out of those systems, and develop the tools, workflows, and best practices to review all that data. Data governance and shifting to a collaborative process. Firms should evaluate their data governance policies. A part of good data governance is having a data retention policy that is understood and followed by the firm. Firms need to be clear about what data should be retained and for how long, particularly in regulated industries. Training should address what should and should not be kept and why. What is considered data? What level of privacy, if any, are employees and contractors entitled to? Having a shared view of risk when making decisions about which tools to allow legal, compliance, human resources, and IT to use can benefit the firm. By being on the same page, firms can consolidate e-discovery tools to better serve their broader needs, including compliance, cybersecurity, and privacy requests.